Tomorrow night, Big Time Athletics returns to Lakeside Stadium here in Melbourne, in South Melbourne. The first national meet of the year. It's the Zatopek, which also doubles as the Australian 10,000 metre championships. The women's event in particular is going to be competitive to say the least. Defending champion Rose Davies, Isabel Bat-Doyle, who both competed in the 5,000 metres at the Olympics, will be competing, as is our next guest, Eloise Wellings, who's won the race three times before, one of the stars of Australian athletics. Eloise, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Jules.
What about, before we get stuck into the Zatopek, what about 2021 for you? I guess a bit of a roller coaster. You're coming back to full fitness following the birth of your son, your second child. You're attempting to qualify for the Olympics and just missed out. How do you reflect on 2021?
Yeah, it was definitely, like you say, it was up and down. As you said, I had a crack at making the Tokyo Olympics, and I missed out there for the 5K, and you know, it was always a goal of mine to start the marathon, and to basically last year I wanted to do a marathon, and so when I missed out on Tokyo, I had the opportunity to go and run the London Marathon, my debut marathon, about 10 or 11 weeks later, and so we got straight into a marathon block, and I went and ran London, and that was amazing. That was incredible. I feel like I've found a fresh new beginning to my running career, and then I was able to run the Melbourne Marathon just 6 weeks ago as well. So and qualify for the World Championships next year. So yeah, I do feel like I've found a new lease in my career.
Was the marathon everything you expected to be? Everyone that runs a marathon, whether it's a real high level like yourself or just some, you know, Andy Ma at this station's run some marathons before, says it's an amazing feeling. It's such a mental and physical challenge, but this amazing feeling of satisfaction as well when you complete it. Was it everything you had expected it to be when you began in London, and obviously you've run Melbourne since?
Yeah, it was. I was expecting it to hurt a lot, and I probably overcompensated there in my mind, which is a good thing, because there's nothing worse than going into a race feeling like it's going to be easy and then it's not, and then it hurts a whole lot more. You haven't really built up any mental resilience for that. But yeah, it was a good sort of pain. It's the sort of pain that, you know, it's why we do the sport. It's challenging, and you know, it helps us to grow not only as athletes but as people. And I can't wait to do my next one. Melbourne was great again. I had a really short build up for that. I only decided 2 weeks beforehand that I was going to do it. And so that was fun, just to go in with no pressure, not having the massive block of training, but just going and exploring what I could do without the build up.
Having been an Olympian before, how did you find watching on in Tokyo? I mean, was it mixed emotions, or given the fact you've mentored a lot of young athletes, and as we said off the top, there's a bit of a renaissance in middle distance running in Australia, whether it's the men or the women. Was there sort of a feeling of pride when you watched on? How did you sort of feel watching the Olympics?
So good. I mean, I spent a good week sort of after I missed the qualifying time, you know, going through all of the emotions, just grieving it and reflecting on, you know, how much of a journey it had been, how hard I'd tried, and, you know, what that last sort of 15, 16 months had looked like since I gave birth to my son. And but then after that, once I decided that, you know, this is the direction that I was going to go and train for the marathon, and you know, the Olympics are on during that, what better inspiration? So many of my, you know, my best friends were competing in the sport, and it was incredible. I actually loved, I mean, short of being there, this is the second best thing, is, you know, bouncing my son on my knee and watching the Olympics. And it was wonderful. So many highs and lows, but yeah, just they brought The Olympics definitely brought some joy to our lounge room, especially during lockdown last year.
Yeah, I think everyone can agree with that one. I believe I was just reading that when you just missed out for the qualifying time for Tokyo, it was your daughter Indy that quickly put things back in perspective for you.
Yeah, she did. She I was having a good cry about it in the front seat on the way home, and she called out from the back. She's like, you know, it's okay, Mum. You know, you did your best, and that's all anyone expected. And yeah, I can still feel those emotions now. Just that she was able to witness me try for something that I really felt passionate about. And you know, I truly enjoyed the journey of, you know, coming back to full fitness after pregnancy, and I was really intentional about actually enjoying the journey, which I think really helped me to deal with the disappointment of not actually reaching the ultimate goal, because I was able to stay present along the way and just enjoy, you know, enjoy the feeling of getting fit again and, you know, getting my athlete body back and just all of those challenges that come up that you've got to overcome and just enjoying those things.
You must, we're talking to Eloise Wellings, Australian middle distance runner, and going to compete in the marathon as well at the World Championships. You must love what you do. That must be an understatement, I'm assuming. For those that don't know your story, you first qualified for the Olympics as a 16-year-old in 2000. You missed out with a stress fracture. I think you've had 11 stress fractures over the journey, but you just keep rocking up. I mean, what keeps you going? I mean, because if you'd retired by now and were just putting your feet up, I don't think anyone would begrudge you.
Yeah, like you say, I just love it. I love challenging myself. I love, you know, the friendships and the, you know, the relationships that I've been able to build through running. And, you know, it's community for me. It's competition. I'm really competitive, and but in the same way, I love the community aspect of it, and just exploring what my potential is at this, you know, at my age and at this stage of my career, what, you know, seeing how good I can be at any given moment. That's kind of what drives me.
So you've qualified for 5 Olympics. Unfortunately, due to some injuries, you haven't been able to compete in all of them. Paris isn't too far away. Is that the goal?
100%. I would love to make my 3rd Olympics, and yeah, Paris is definitely a goal. I'll be definitely shooting for the marathon now, and yeah, it would be wonderful. But obviously, you know, we've got the World Championships and all the Commonwealth Games first, and so that's the focus this year. And then yeah, next year will be all about trying to lay down a qualifying time as fast as we can to be in that top 3 for the marathon for Paris.
As we mentioned off the top, the immediate future is the Zatopek tomorrow night. It's a crack field. Rose Davies, Isabel Bat-Doyle in it. You've won it 3 times before. It's going to be a bit of an understatement to say it's going to be a competitive race tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There's so much talent coming through the ranks. And, you know, Izzy and Rose obviously, you know, went to Tokyo for the 5,000 metres. They both competed well there. And so I've just been training with them both in Falls Creek at altitude. And, you know, we're all in great shape, and it's going to be really fun. We've also got my teammate, my British teammate, Charlotte Purdue, running. And she's in great shape as well. She just ran 2:23 at the London Marathon in October. So, yeah, as you say, it's going to be a competitive race, and probably one of the most competitive races in the history of Zatopek. So definitely have my work cut out. But yeah, just going to go and see, really interested to know how my marathon training will convert to 10K. I ran a pretty good 10K on the road the week before the Melbourne Marathon about 6 weeks ago. So yeah, I'm hoping for an even better one on the track.
Why do you think we're seeing this renaissance in middle distance running in Australia? It's not, as we said, it's not just the women, it's the men as well. Is it just we've been lucky to have some great talents all come along at the same time? Is it some of the programs we've got in place? Why do you think we're going through this era where there's a lot of exciting talent, male and female?
I think there's probably a couple of reasons, but I mean the main thing is that there's some junior development just bubbling away there, and then they have some breakthroughs. And when you get a breakthrough as a developing athlete, you know, there's really no stopping you, unless you, of course, you get injured. But there's a lot of athletes like Izzy Bat-Doyle. She said, you know, the first time she saw me at Falls Creek was 6 years ago, and I remember her as a whippersnapper up at Falls Creek, and now, you know, she just made her first Olympic Games. So there's all this talent sort of bubbling away. And, you know, sometimes all you need is one good race or a couple of good races to get your confidence up, and then really there's no holding them back.
And just before we let you go, Eloise, you do some amazing things away from the track. You're very busy. Obviously, you're a mum of two. You've done some mentoring some young Australian athletes. Have you still got the foundation over in Uganda as well?
Yeah, we do, the Love Mercy Foundation. So we're in our 12th year of supporting communities in remote northern Uganda to run community development projects to lift them out of poverty. And most of our work here is the fundraising. So if anyone wants to give to our projects in Uganda, it's lovemercyfoundation.org. And yeah, we're grateful for any support.
How did that come about, that you got involved with that foundation?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I met a Ugandan athlete named Julia Faichon, who's also an Olympian, two-time Olympian, when I was training over in Portland back in 2008. And Julius and I just became great friends. And my husband and I ended up going to his and his wife Grace's wedding over in Uganda. And, we saw the plight of communities in Uganda that Julius wanted to stand alongside. And he shared his vision of starting some projects, and he asked us for help. And so we started the Love Mercy Foundation in order to stand alongside Julius and his vision to help people create their own livelihood through sustainable projects. And so that's what we've been doing for the last 12 years. And it's been growing and growing. We've had so much support locally, and we're going to keep going. Our goal this year is to drill 20 wells for clean water within these communities. Many of these communities don't have access to clean water. Some of their main water sources is swamp that they're sharing with cattle and livestock. And we just think that's unjust. And we just know that we can do something about that. So we're going to keep going.
Fantastic. Lovemercy.org, is that what you said the website was?
Lovemercyfoundation.org.
Foundation.org.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and yeah.
Amazing work, Eloise. You're doing some brilliant things on and off the track. Good luck tomorrow night, and good luck for 2022. As you mentioned, huge year, world champs and Commonwealth Games. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks, Julian.